Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Bill Belichick is brought to you this morning by the Massachusetts General Cancer Center, Every Day Amazing. Also by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in the sexual health of men. You can visit northeastmenshealth.com to learn more. And Bill is brought to you by Zooty. Build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zooty.com for details. He joins us on the Harbor One hotline this morning. Hey, Bill.
Greg, how you doing?
How are you?
All right. Back to work.
Certainly not the result you wanted yesterday. I wanted to, first off, get your impressions about Mac Jones, his first NFL start.
Yeah, I thought Mac competed well. Overall, the team, I thought we competed hard. We just got to play better. We got to coach better. Just not good enough. We had too many opportunities and just couldn't capitalize on them. So we'll get back to work and improve this week.
Bill, one of the things that I kind of noticed in the game yesterday, I know you talk about the compete level, but one of the things I thought you guys did well was on first down, you were kind of staying ahead of the sticks and put yourself in good position so where you could be really efficient on third down. I think you guys were 11 for 16. Talk about how important it is to win first down and put yourself in good positive position so when you do get to second down and third down, you're in a good, reasonable yardage.
Well, there's no doubt first down has a lot to do with third down. So in order to play well on third down, you just as you pointed out, you want to put yourself in a competitive, in a competitive situation. Getting those third and longs, third and extra longs, it's really hard. So no doubt first and second down have a lot to do with the third down conversion rate. There's no question about it.
Bill, you said last night and then you said again this morning that you guys need to be better in all phases of the game and in coaching. With coaching as a head coach, looking back on it, what could you guys have done better leading up to the game, and what will you do better going into week two?
Well, hopefully we'll perform and execute better. So that's our job.
Is there any way preparation-wise that you wish you had done going into week one that you want to take into week two?
Yeah, well, we've got to perform better. So that comes from coaching. It comes from playing. It comes from just the level of execution. So obviously I got to do a better job coaching the team so we can play better than we played yesterday.
When you look at yesterday and some of the, whether you'd call them sloppy plays or mental errors, penalties, whatever, do you feel like one less preseason game has anything to do with that?
Yeah, all teams played the same number of games. So we just have to do a better job than we did. That's all. I don't know any other way to put it.
Bill, when you talk about coaching and playing better, I think one of the things that stood out for your team, which normally we don't see, is the amount of penalties that you guys had. What was kind of that message right after the game, obviously, to players and letting them know you can play physical, you can play hard, you can compete, but you got to make sure you don't put yourself in bad situations where you're getting, penalties called on you?
Yeah, well, again, we just have to do a better job at everything. Too many penalties, too many balls out, not good enough on some of the little things, little fundamentals, and they're not little, they're big, but they're, the fundamentals of just overall execution. Some things we're close on, but, just not quite good enough, and we've got a... We just have to be better against a good, sound team like Miami. and you can't afford those things, and they were able to take advantage of them when we did them. We're going to have to eliminate those.
A bright spot. A bright spot last night was Nelson Aguilar. What did you think of him, and how impressive he was?
Yeah, again, I thought that, you know, we did some, you know, plenty of good things in the game. Just we need to do more of them, eliminate some of the mistakes we made, and play better situational football. So, you know, we had a lot of guys that, you know, stepped up, made a lot of plays for us. I mean, we did enough things to win the game, but unfortunately we made too many errors and didn't play well enough in situational football to win. So,
was it nice to have the fans back and have a home field advantage again last night, yesterday afternoon, Bill?
Yeah, no, there's good energy in the stands and the crowd. Yeah, definitely.
I know last night you didn't have an update on Trent Brown. Any update this morning?
No, you know, usually it takes, you know, 24 hours or so to kind of assess everything and if there are any things to be done, like x-rays, MRIs, things like that, and those usually happen, you know, late last night or in the morning. So, yeah, we'll see.
Bill, when you talk about frustrating, I know from watching that game from an offensive standpoint, as a guy used to play on offense before, I think the one of the things that I know has to frustrate you as well as the rest of the coaching staff and the team is when you put together long drives like you were able to yesterday to get three drives for 14 plays or more and only able to come away with field goals. I mean, talk about the importance of scoring touchdowns in the red zone and, you know, how that really changes the momentum of the game when you put a long drive together but you can capitalize with a touchdown rather than a field goal.
Yeah, well, you know, most of the games in this league come down to one possession. So 8 points or less. You know, that's what this league is. And you've got to be able to, you know, play well in those situations. And obviously, you know, we didn't play very well in the red area yesterday, offensively or defensively. Not good enough. And, you know, ultimately, the point there is, you know, the difference in the game. So that's one of the many things we could do better in terms of playing situational football is defending the red area better and finishing drives with touchdowns instead of field goals. So
another divisional game.
That's a big
Bill, another divisional game Sunday against the Jets. What makes Zach Wilson a tough quarterback to defend?
Yeah, he's a very athletic player. You know, had a lot of production in college, but plays kind of never over. You know, when he's got the ball in his hands, he can get out of trouble, run, can make all the throws, got a really good arm. As I said, he's had a ton of production, you know, at BYU. So I'm sure that'll translate to the NFL here over the course of his career, but he's a guy that we're going to have to really, you know, do a good job on the long balls, the intermediate passes, the extended plays, and his ability to run with the ball as well. So, got some good receivers, good targets. And, you know, they'll be open at home. I'm sure there'll be plenty of energy down there. We'll have to match that and you know, play a good football game and, as I said, play better fundamentally than we did yesterday.
I know you tend to be a focus on the future, not dwell on the past kind of guy, but I wanted to give you the opportunity to respond to Cam Newton suggesting that he was bamboozled by the organization with regard to his trip to Atlanta.
Yeah, I think we've already covered all that.
So there was no bamboozling that went on.
Look, I have nothing but respect for Cam and everything he did here. We said that after he, you know, was released, and my feelings toward Cam have not changed.
All right. Wiggy?
Well, now, I guess my last question for you, Bill, is I know, you know, Monday mornings after a game like this, you put together a, you know, tape of plays that you could do better at and you know, get better as a team. you know, and thinking about some of those plays that you guys left out there on the field, what kind of, you know, message do you give to these guys to say, hey, listen, here's what we have to fix, but now it's about moving forward and looking towards the next game after we correct our mistakes?
Yeah, well, that exactly is the message. You know, we'll watch every play, not just, you know, a couple plays that are, you know, could be highlighted, but really it's every play. There's things to learn from every play. It's the first game of the season. We got a long way to go. And everything we do is important. And things that came up yesterday are going to come up again. So hopefully we'll be able to execute them better the next time they come up. But that really is going to be every play, every technique, every, you know, all the communication that we have and all the things that we had to adjust to and so forth. You know, Miami's a, you know, well-coached team, good football team. You know, they presented some problems for us, and if we don't, you know, address some of those, I'm sure we'll see them again next week or down the road from other opponents. So there's always things to learn from after each game, and that's what we'll do. We'll keep coaching them and then prepare for the Jets, and I'm sure there'll be some things that will carry over from the Miami game that the Jets will do, and then there'll be plenty of other things that, you know, the Jets do that will be different than Miami. So that's, you know, just a normal week of preparation, just trying to put all that together and then be ready to go on Sunday.
All right, Bill, we're on to the Jets. Thanks for joining us this morning. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Greg. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Bye. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.